Krishna, 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 Pahima.
Defeating of Trinavarta.
One day in Vrindavan, Maharaj Nanda had organized pure Brahmins to chant Vedic hymns from the Vedas expertly. The Brahmins chanted very nicely. They performed a wonderful fire sacrifice, offering abundant ghee into the fire. After the ceremony was over, Nanda Maharaj was very pleased with the ceremony and the way the priests performed their duties. He gave them much dakshina. He gave away many cows and gold in charity. The cows were nicely decorated, but decked with golden rings. The hooves were covered with silver plates. Many garlands were put on the cows. He did this to get special blessing for his baby Krishna. For Krishna was the center of Nanda Maharaj and Mother Yashoda's lives. In fact, everyone in Vrindavan adored baby Krishna.
My dear Brahmins, please be happy with my gifts to you. And please, all of you, kindly bless my baby Krishna. And now, the best part, eat prasadam to your heart's content until your bellies are filled with sweet rice.
Maharaj Nanda ordered a great big feast for the Brahmanas, for the Brahmanas are known to enjoy a feast or two with their pot bellies. In particular, they like sweets very much, because they have a sweet tooth. Their favorite sweet is laddus. Who does not like laddus? Do you like laddus, kids? Yum, yum. Mother Yashoda cooked so many preparations like samosas, kachoris, cakes, cheesecakes, even sweet rice. Mother Yashoda saw to it that everyone was very happy. She went from one guest to another, chatting away whilst carrying baby Krishna on her. She began to feel very tired carrying Krishna everywhere. And well, little Krishna was getting very heavy by now. She then carefully placed Krishna on a soft blanket as she carried on satisfying the guest who had come for the ceremony. Kamsa, taking whatever chance he could to kill baby Krishna, sent various demons to Vrindavan. For it was well known that Krishna would bring an end to the evil rule of Kamsa. One such demon he sent was Trinavarta. He appeared in the form of a whirlwind. Suddenly, the residents saw the wind pick up in Vrindavan. The dust of Vrindavan was raised high above the grounds. What was going on? Everyone looked very confused. What could have caused this sudden change in weather? In a panic, Mother Yashoda went to look for baby Krishna to make sure he was safe.
I must go and see if Krishna is safe.
But when she arrived, Krishna was not there.
Oh no! What has happened to my dear Krishna? How can I live without him?
Where was baby Krishna? What could have happened to him? Worried, Yashoda ran to Maharaj Nanda for help.
Do not worry yourself. He must be here somewhere. Maybe in the confusion of the dust, someone picked up Krishna for his safety.
All searched for Krishna, but no one could find him. Everyone was so concerned for the safety of baby Krishna. Where could he be? What on earth could have happened to him? Indeed, what did happen to baby Krishna? Where was he? Well, the demon Trinavarta had picked up Krishna when he was on the ground all alone. When everyone was busy with various things, he slipped unnoticed. Mother Yashoda, unable to find Krishna, began to cry uncontrollably, whilst Maharaj Nanda tried hard to console her. In the meantime, the demon Trinavarta took Krishna higher and higher into the sky.
I have you now, Krishna. Today, I will kill you.
The whirlwind had covered the whole of Vrindavan with dust. No one knew what was happening. They couldn't see anything. High above the clouds, baby Krishna was enjoying the ride of his life and the view of the whole of Vrindavan. But then, Krishna took hold of the neck of the demon and began to make himself heavier and heavier and heavier. The demon, unable to hold the heavy weight of baby Krishna, tried to fly here and there, trying very hard to throw Krishna off his shoulders. But Krishna held tight the demon's throat. The demon roared loudly, and down he went.
Get off me, Krishna! Leave me, child! Leave me now! No!
Trinavarta then fell to the ground, dead, causing a big noise, shaking the trees and the surrounding land. His limbs were smashed. His nose broken. His entire body had been crippled. Nanda Maharaj ran to the spot and saw baby Krishna playing near him. He quickly lifted baby Krishna to safety. Mother Yashoda came running also. She took Krishna and began to shed tears of joy. Ah, Krishna was safe.
Oh, Krishna, you are safe! Oh, Krishna, you are safe now.
The people of Vrindavan began to talk amongst themselves. Who and what was this demon? One villager said, because this demon is impious, he died from his sins, as Krishna is pious, due to the ceremony conducted earlier by the Brahmanas. Everyone went home feeling greatly satisfied. Nothing bad had happened to baby Krishna. Such was the life in Vrindavan. Krishna was the center of everyone's lives.